Cold weather delays NASA moon launch at least 2 days. Cape Canaveral, Florida, humanity's return to the moon's orbit will have to wait at least another 2 days. NASA said on January 30 that the earliest launch date for the Artemis II mission, the first crewed mission to fly around the moon in more than 50 years, was pushed back from February 6 to February 8 due to the unusually cold weather disrupting critical pre-launch operations. Managers have assessed hardware capabilities against the projected forecast, given the rare Arctic outbreak affecting the state, and decided to change the timeline, the space agency said in a press release. Teams and preparations at the launch pad remain ready for the wet dress rehearsal. However, adjusting the timeline for the test will position NASA for success during the rehearsal, as the expected weather this weekend would violate launch conditions. Before the behemoth moon rocket called the Space Launch System can be cleared for launch, it needs to undergo a wet dress rehearsal, which is a run-through of launch day operations. They include fully loading and unloading the rocket, powering up, powering down, and recycling critical systems. It is at this time that any lingering problems with the spacecraft, such as fuel leaks, reveal themselves, as was the case for Artemis I. Artemis II's wet dress rehearsal was scheduled for January 31. However, mission managers decided the day before that it would be too cold and they are now targeting February 2, with the simulated launch window beginning at 9 p.m. While the space agency rules out a launch on the first 2 days of the February window, February 6 and February 7, a finalized launch date won't be announced until after teams have reviewed the outcomes of the wet dress rehearsal. According to NASA's weather criteria for the Space Launch System, fueling cannot be initiated if the 24-hour average temperature at key points of the rocket is below 41.1 degrees Fahrenheit. The National Weather Service office in Melbourne, Florida, warned of an extreme cold and freeze watch for Cape Canaveral and several other counties across central Florida for January 31 through February 1. Temperatures could drop as low as 20 degrees Fahrenheit, with a cold wind chill possibly hitting as low as 7 degrees Fahrenheit. Strong gusts reaching 45 miles per hour were also possible for the morning of January 31, which would also violate launch conditions. Now, NASA plans to keep the Moon rocket and Orion crew capsule out on Launch Complex 39B in the meantime, as engineers take precautions to maintain the vehicle through the cold. Those include keeping the Orion capsule powered up and configuring purges to ensure proper environmental conditions for certain elements of the boosters and spacecraft are maintained. Meanwhile, the Artemis II crew remains in their pre-flight quarantine in Houston. Mission managers were still assessing when the crew would arrive at Kennedy Space Center ahead of the launch.